弟兄姐妹，早上好！很高兴回到大家当中，再次见到你们。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
所以，
I'm very glad to be back with you.
林长老介绍说，我们有特约讲员，但是我感觉就像回到家里面一样啊。
So Elder Lin says we have a very special guest, but I feel just like home.
那么，首先，今年是正月初六哈，我给大家拜年不算晚哈。
First is the sixth of 正月。
January 哈，正月，first month，yeah。那么感谢神哈，在我离开的这1年零8个月的时间里面哈。
Thank the Lord for the duration that I have left for 1 year and 8 months.
那么神依然眷顾他的教会。
The Lord still watched over His church.
弟兄姐妹在教会里面都是忠心的服侍哈。
Brothers and sisters, you are all very loyally serving Him.
不但持守神的信仰，而且来为教会支持教会啊，也是做牺牲式的这样子来支持神的事工。
Not only maintaining your faith, but also supporting the church.
那么也感谢神带领侯牧师这家人啊来到我们当中。
And we also thank the Lord for bringing Pastor Ho's family over to the church.
因为这个新的家庭住在我们当中，那么需要弟兄姐妹很多的帮助。我听到你们都是非常乐意来帮助牧师的啊。
With a new family among us, we need a lot of help from our brothers and sisters.
我想这都是耶稣以为美的事情。
And I believe that Jesus thinks all this is great.
我们做在耶稣身上最小的事情，将来都会得到神的奖赏。
Every little thing we do that Jesus favors will be rewarded by the Lord.
那么这个周末呢，我们这是第三次来跟大家分享有关寻求神旨意方面的话题。
Now, this is the third time that I'll be talking about finding the Lord's having conversations with the Lord.
那么我想我们在这里面来探讨怎么样我们在耶稣基督里做一个合乎神旨意的决定。
And here we will discuss how we make a decision that's liked by Jesus.
那么星期六的晚上我们分享了这些在寻求神的旨意做个人决定时可能出现的一些个错误的情况。
Now on Saturday night we discussed issues that could happen.
那么今天早上我们主日学的时间又分享怎么样在主里面去寻求神的旨意一些具体的方法。
And this morning we discussed more detailed ways in which we could find the Lord's words.
所以我的祷告是希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们在做个人决定的时候都能够得到神的祝福。
So I pray that when all our brothers and sisters are making a decision, they could be blessed by the Lord.
那都能做出最好的决定。好。
And you could all make the best decisions.
好，在开始之前，我们做一个简短祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
为你赐给我们的时间。
For the time you have given us.
为你赐给我们一起思考主你的话语。
For the time you've given us to think about your words.
主你给我们的引导。
Lord, you give us guidance.
主，我们晓得我们的生命都在你的手中。
Lord, we know that all of our lives are in your hands.
愿主你亲自的掌管。
And may we be controlled by you.
你亲自掌握我们的生命中的每一个决定。
You personally take care of each decision we make.
让我们过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we could live a life that's liked by the Lord.
我们恭敬将今天的信息也仰望你。
We hold all this information we talk about in your hands.
愿主的圣灵在我们当中工作。
And may your Holy Spirit be within us.
让我们所说的、所讲的和所听的都合你的心意。
May what we say all be within your favor.
愿主耶稣基督及我们的父神能得着一切的荣耀与赞美。
And may Jesus and the Lord have all the glory.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们分享的题目呢，就是与神交谈。
Our topic today is conversation with God.
我想这和我们来寻求神的带领是同样的话题。
And I think this is the same topic as finding guidance with the Lord.
大家看到这题目，发现我这写了一个三，是不是？
Here, everyone can see I put a three behind the topic.
你知道为什么是第三个？那第一、第二在哪里？
Do you remember why this is three?
错了。
No, that's wrong.
这个不是哈，这个我以前讲过的哈，因为我以前讲过与神交谈这个话题，是在2020年的时候。
As a matter of fact,
那个时候我们在网上聚会哈，在网上聚会，所以这是第三个，是跟以前。
As a matter of fact, I have talked about this topic twice before in 2020 when we were all on Zoom.
一会儿我会授给大家那个 slide， 大家可以记住那个日期，上网上还有那个录音哈，大家可以听到，这彼此都是相关的哈。
So later, I'll share with you guys the link that you can see online.
那个以前讲过的我不会重复，讲的是新的东西今天。
Of course, I won't repeat old information.
我在那之前，我请大家看这照片，大家还认得不认得这个？
Now let's see this photo.
知道是什么东西？
Do you recall this?
小林在说喜哈，有人加入我们教会，有刘英是不是？刘英在我们当中也是，对，在这里，这是你们送给我们的这个照片，都有大家的签名哈。当我们离开的时候
，This is a picture you guys all gifted us when we left.
对，还放在我的家里面。
And this is still within my home.
每天都可以看到。
And I can see this every day.
纪念到说，5C 中岸教会弟兄姐妹对我们的爱心啊。
As a good memory of the love from all the brothers and sisters at 5C.
那这就是我前两次讲到这个同样话题的两篇的信息，在2020年的11月29号。
And these are the same two topics I've talked about before.
那么第二次是在2020年的12月6号。
The second time was in December 6th.
那么今天我们要分享的就是第三部分哈。
And today we'll talk about the third part.
我想大家都听过这个故事的哈。
I think everyone has heard of the story.
就是奥古斯丁他怎么样信主的。
Is the story of how Augustine came to believe in Christ.
当他信仰最挣扎的那个时候，他听到了一个声音。
When he was struggling the most, he heard a voice.
是小孩子的声音。
It was a child's voice.
他不晓得是隔壁的小孩子在做游戏啊，还是因为什么其他的事情。
He doesn't know if it was children playing around or if it was other reasons.
这个声音就说拿起来读，拿起来读。
The voice said, pick up and read, pick up and read.
结果他就拿起圣经，翻到了罗马书的第13章。
So he picked up the Bible and flipped to the 13th chapter of Romans.
那么第13章13节到14节。那么这个圣经里的经文啊，这是触动了他的心啊。
So from
13到14节，
对，13到14节。
From verse 13 to verse 14, this really touched him.
所以他一下就幡然悔悟，他接受了耶稣基督。
So then at that moment he accepted Jesus Christ.
所以他的生命一下子就完全改变了啊。
And all of a sudden his life changed.
那么他成为我们基督教历史上非常著名的神学家之一啊。
And he became one of the famous theologians.
Yeah, 非常有影响力啊。
And was very influential.
所以说寻求神的带领啊，没有什么你直接能够听到神跟你讲话来得更重要的。
So there's nothing more important than what God directly tells you.
这个是更直接更有效。
This is more direct and this is more effective.
因为神的声音可以触摸人的灵魂。
Because the Lord's voice can touch people's spirits.
可以医治我们心灵的创伤。
Can cure the damages of our hearts.
可以给我们带来极大的安慰哈。
It could bring us peace.
所以今天这个主日的信息，我们就谈一谈，我们怎么样去聆听神的声音，来帮助我们做个人的决定。
And today we'll talk about how to hear out the Lord's voice to help us.
那么在圣经当中呢，关于神的声音大概有六种。
And in the Bible, there's 6 types of voices from the Lord.
那第一种声音呢，神的声音呢，就是神迹伴随着声音的啊。
The first one is miracles accompanied by voice.
那么这种情况呢，在圣经中有多处的记载。
And there's multiple recordings of this in the Bible.
但是我们今天呢就看一个例子啊。
But today we will talk about one example.
那么就是亚伯拉罕神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候啊。
And that's when God made the covenant with Abraham.
神说我要赐福给你亚伯拉罕。
The Lord said, I will bless you, Abraham.
你的子孙要如天上的星地上的沙一样多。
Your descendants will be numerous like the stars and the sand.
但是他已经九十多岁了，他连一个孩子儿子还没有啊。
But he was in his 90s and he didn't have a single child.
这是神跟他立约。
This is a covenant made by God.
所以在创世纪第十五章十七节这样讲啊。
So in Genesis chapter 15,
神在跟他说话之前是日落天黑。
Before God spoke to him, it was dawn and dusk.
那不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过啊，因为立约他把动物切成两半啊，放在那里。
So when he made the covenant, he cut the meat in half.
Yeah, yeah. 所以当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说：“我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地。”
So at that point, God made the covenant with Abraham from the river to the land of
The river of Egypt and the Ephesian river. Yeah. That's all right. It's just river. 所以这是第一种方式哈，神说话的时候有神迹奇事发生。
When the Lord speaks, miracles happen.
同样摩西也是一样，神跟摩西第一次说话的时候怎么样，也有神迹哈发生。
Same with Moses, when the Lord spoke to him for the first time.
就是那个燃烧的那个荆棘哈。
Miracles also happen, like the burning
bush. 那个荆棘虽然在烧，却好像烧不坏一样。
Like the bush keeps on burning, but it doesn't burn out.
那有人会说，哦，这种事情现在还会不会有呢？
And some people might ask, does this kind of miracle still happen now?
确实有可能会发生的哈。
Yes, it's possible for it to happen.
我们不能否认神有时会用这种方式来跟我们沟通哈。
We cannot deny the fact that the Lord can use this method to communicate to us.
那以前有一个修女哈。
And once there was a nun.
那么你知道修女进到修道院，她不会马上成为修女的哈。
And when they go to the monastery, they don't instantly become a nun.
然后经过好多年的时间去接受那个训练哈。
They have to be trained for many years.
要守那些个规矩哈，他们有这个rule哈。
And they have to follow the rules.
然后过了几年之后，他要确认他是不是有神有呼召，让他终身都来啊做服侍神、做祷告的这个服侍啊。
And in a few years, they get to know whether or not they were really called to serve the Lord.
所以这个修女进了修道院好多年，她就到了这个时候，她要做这个决定哈。
And this one nun, it became the time that she made the decision.
结果她就回到她的房间里面，然后她就跪下来祷告说：“求主啊，让你知道说我是不是要做这个啊，做这个终身的决定。”
So she went to her room, prayed, and asked the Lord if I must make this decision.
结果这话音刚落，突然间这整个房间哇一下子大亮，那个光都不知从哪里来的哈。
And as soon as she stopped, the light emerged from inside the room and You don't even know where the light came from.
吓得他就突然间就跳起来冲出门外，还不知发生了什么事情啊。
It frightened her so much that she jumped up and ran out the room.
他没有想到神回应这么快，这么直接，而是以这种方式啊，来确认他的呼召。
She did not think that the Lord will respond so immediately and on such a scale.
所以这种事情现在仍然可能发生。
So nowadays, miracles can still happen.
因为神有他自由可以选择用什么样的方式来跟我们沟通。
Because the Lord has the freedom to choose whichever way he wants to communicate to us.
那么第二种方式在圣经里就是通过天使跟信使。
And number two, the second method is through angels and messengers.
所以圣经记载过神去差遣这些天使啊，去跟人类讲话。
And the Bible records that on certain occasions, angel will go and communicate with humans.
虽然是天使跟人类在讲话，但所讲的话却是来自神的信息。
Even though it's the angel speaking, it's the words of the Lord.
那么最明显的一个例子，我们就知道这个基甸的故事啊。 那么在士师记第六章啊，耶和华的使者来到俄弗拉。
And in Judges chapter 6.
那么坐在亚比以谢族人约阿施的橡树下，约阿施的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向基甸显示，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。” That's all right. 那么这样的例子很多啊，这样的例子发生的在圣经里面讲了很多，有天使突然显现来传神讲传讲神的话语。
Yeah, so in many cases, the Lord sends an angel to come down and talk to people.
这些人呢，通常都是在神志清醒的这个情况下遇到天使的。
And this happens when the people are awake.
那么下面一种，第三种呢，叫异梦或者是异象。
And number three is through dreams and visions.
那么这跟前一类就不太一样了。
And this is not quite similar to the other two.
这个通常是在夜间发生的。
This usually happens at night.
当时的人有时不知道自己是睡着了还是醒着。
And people don't always know whether they're awake or asleep.
那么圣经里有很多这样的例子，我们今天先看一个呢，是这个。是约瑟的故事哈，我们看一个约瑟的故事吧。嗯。
So there are many cases, and today we'll look at the story of Joseph.
那么约瑟呢？我看一下，这个是异梦异象。哦，对，这里在创世纪第三十七章哈，五到八节。
In Genesis chapter 37, 5 to 7.
他说约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们。他们就越发恨他。约瑟对他们说：“请听我做的梦。我们在田里面捆禾枷，我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。”他的哥哥们回答说：“难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？”他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发的恨他。
And one of the examples is when Joseph had the dream of the hay bales.Bowing to one hay bale, and he talks about that to his brothers, which follows with his brothers hating him because they don't want him to be above the rest of them.
所以这里面圣经里还有很多的例子，我们就没有办法在这里一一的列举哈。
Of course, we don't have enough time to go into every example.
就是当事人会看到异象或者做异梦哈。
But there were dreams that people had.
那么一般的说异梦呢？和异象来相比呢，相对来讲是比较低一层次的这个启示哈。
And when we talk about unusual dreams and unusual visions, these are a level below the other communications.
因为有的时候异梦都需要通过来解释的哈，才能知道哈。
And many times dreams have been interpreted.
那么有的时候都是晦涩难懂哈。
晦涩难懂。
Very difficult to understand.
And most times it's very difficult to understand.
那么第四种听到的声音呢，就是神使用人类的语言和听得见的声音来跟我们沟通哈。
And the fourth method of communication is through audible voice that humans can understand.
那么这个时候呢，是只有声音没有影像的。
And here there are only sounds and no visuals.
那么当事人呢，就听到有声音说出来哈。
And At the time, people can hear voices.
但看不到人影啊。
But they cannot see anything.
说这声音是从神来的还是天使来的，那么也不晓得。
So they're not quite sure whether the voices came from the Lord or angels.
但是这个声音肯定就加重了这个信息的分量啊。
But of course, it increases the weight and the importance of the message.
那么圣经里这样的例子就是撒母耳记讲的，撒母耳小的时候。
And one of the examples is in Samuel's when Samuel was little.
在撒母耳记上第三章第四节这样讲，耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”就跑到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。因此，以利对撒母耳说：“你仍去睡吧。若再呼唤你，你就说：耶和华呀。”请说，仆人静听。 撒母耳就去，仍睡在原处。
And one of these examples is in 1 Samuel chapter 3, when Samuel was called on by the Lord, and he thought it was someone else, Eli. Who was the priest at the time? Eli was the priest at the time that...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He talked to Eli, which was the priest that he was serving under, and he was called on multiple times, and after a while, Eli told him to go back to sleep, and if the voice calls to you again, say, Lord, your servant is listening.
Yeah, 这是小撒母耳，那时候撒母耳年纪还很小啊。
And at the time, Samuel was still very little.
所以他第一次听到神的声音，他不知道怎么回事。
And the first time he heard the Lord's voice, he did not know what's going on.
所以这就是一个听得见的声音啊。
So this was an audible voice.
那么这种事情也会发生的啊。
And this will happen.
那现在仍然会发生啊。
Even in present day.
那么有一位传道人，他的名字叫 Peter Marshall 啊。
A minister called Peter Marshall.
那么他在美国影响力很大的，在上个世纪。
He had a lot of influence in the last century in the U.S.
那么他是从英国来的，早年在英国传道的时候有一个这样的经历哈。
He was actually from England originally, and when he was ministering in England, he had one of these experiences.
因为有一次他要去一个地方，的话，他就是天很黑，晚上他要抄小路。他想尽快赶到那个地方去啊。
He was going somewhere at night, so he had to take a shortcut.
那是因为没有月亮的一个晚上嘛，所以天黑的就是漆黑的不见五指啊。
And it was a moonless night where you can't see your fingers.
他走着走着听到一个声音，就喊他的名字 Peter.
And as he's walking, he hears a voice that calls out his name Peter.
他就停下来，哎，谁在叫我
？He stops and wonders who called him.
哎。他没有看到人，于是他又继续往前走。
And he didn't see anyone, so he continued walking.
不过他再次听到声音。
And then the voice called out to him again.
这次这个声音更加的急促。
And the second time, the voice seemed to be in more of a rush.
那么更加的声音更大哈。
And it was louder as well.
直接喊 Peter.
And it shouted Peter.
他一下就站在那里了，他吓得他一下子。就蹲在地上了哈。
And that scared him so much that he knelt down on the floor.
所以他就自然的，他一蹲下来，他马上就想用手扶地撑住，不要倒下哈。
And when he squatted down, he tried to reach his hand out so he doesn't fall down.
结果他一伸地，他摸不着地呀。
And when he reached out, he couldn't feel the ground.
他仔细一看，妈呀，他就在这个悬崖的边上哈。
And when he looked carefully, he was on the edge of a cliff.
他再走一步，他就掉下去了。
If he walked one more step, he would have fallen.
所以这都是发生在现代的一些真实的故事哈。
And these are some cases that happens in the modern day.
那么神用听得见的声音来跟我们沟通。
The Lord communicates using audible voice.
那么第五种呢是人的声音。
And the fifth type is a human voice.
就是神通过人来跟我们说话。
The Lord uses other human beings to communicate to us.
这是神最经常用的一种方式来跟我们沟通。
This is one of the most common communication methods by the Lord.
比如说在圣经里记载，神借着巴兰来跟以色列人讲话。
The Lord uses Balaam to communicate to the Israelites.
那么本来这个巴兰被人家雇来要诅咒以色列的嘛，哈。
Originally, Balaam was asked to go curse the Israelites.
但是神突然向他显现说，你不可以说诅咒的话，你要说祝福的话。
But the Lord told him that, you cannot curse the Israelites, you have to bless them.
所以他到了以色列的营前，他就开始说祝福的话。
And when he arrived in front of the camps of the Israelites, he started blessing them.
把他请来那个人给气坏了哈。
And the person who asked him to come was furious.
我花了那么多钱请你来了，你怎么说祝福的话哈
？I paid all that money to you, and you came to bless them.
但是这是神透过人来讲话的。
But this is an example in which the Lord uses a person.
那么这个事情呢，现在也是经常会发生的哈。
And this often happens nowadays as well.
那我们有的时候都通过主日的讲道啊，牧师的讲道，弟兄姐妹查经的分享，我们都听到说神借这些跟我们来讲话。
And nowadays we do this all the time, like when we listen to the pastor speak, and also when we get in small groups and discuss.
那么大家知道，这个著名的这个这个基督教的作家叫魏勒德嘛，哈。Willard.
I don't know if you guys know the famous writer called Willard, Dallas Willard.
Dallas Willard, yeah. 那么他是南加大的教授，哲学系教授。
He was a theology professor at USC.
USC, right. 那么他早年实际上是一个传道人。
In his early years, he was a minister.
是浸信会的牧师。
He was a pastor.
后来他就去 Wisconsin 去读这个哲学的博士。
And then he went to get his PhD in theology.
Philosophy. 那么他对人的这个灵魂啊，这个意识方面这些就特别有兴趣哈。
So when it comes to people's spirits and people's consciousness, he was very interested in those topics.
所以毕业之后他就面临的选择，我是回去继续做牧师呢，我是还是到这个大学里面去教书呢。
So when he finished and graduated, he wondered whether he should go back to ministering or to teach in a university.
在这时候他正在寻求的时候，他说神跟他说话。
And when he was searching, he said the Lord called out to him.
那么神跟他说话是说，如果你要是去教会的话，你就没有办法能够影响这个 secular world.
And the Lord told him that if you go back to ministering,you will lose the ability to go and influence the secular world.
如果你要去大学教书的话，你是既能够在教会里面有影响，也可以在这个世界上有一些影响。
If you go teach at a university, you can not only be influential in the church, but also in society.
所以最后他觉得这是神跟他说话，所以他以后讲的是，他就说他在寻求的时候，神告诉他这个话。
So he says later that when he was searching, Lord told him this.
不过魏勒德夫人他后来跟我说，他说你知道实际上达拉斯这么讲是不是达拉斯是亲自听到神的声音，而是借着另外一个教授跟他讲话。
But when I was talking to Miss Willard later, she said that she didn't actually hear that himself, but rather another professor told him that.
因为当他寻求在不断祷告的时候啊，他就会去跟别人交谈的，哎，神就借着其他的人把这个信息传过来。
Because when you have prayers on your mind, you talk to other people about them, and the Lord will talk to you through other people.
因为他接受这个信息，他马上就知道这个是从神来的信息。
And it's the fact that as soon as he hears it, he can understand that this is from the Lord.
好，那么最后一种就叫微小的声音。
And the last type is a still small voice.
那么这个微小的声音呢，主要是来自于在先知以利亚在这个何烈山的一个经历哈。
And this mainly comes from the experience of Elijah at Mount Horeb.
那么这个经文就是大家记得先知以利亚在这个山上跟那个巴利的先知斗法的故事，对不对？
Do you guys remember the story of Elijah?
那么最后这个那个坏的王后耶洗别要杀他哈。
The queen, which was evil, happened to want him dead.
所以他就逃跑嘛哈。
So he ran away.
他实在是疲惫的不得了哈。
And he was exhausted.
所以到了何烈山，他就藏在一个山洞里面。
So when he reached Mount Horeb, he hid in a cave.
他已经不能够忍受了哈。
And he can no longer endure.
这是圣经讲啊，在列王记上十九章第九节说，耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中，地震后有小火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。
Please read 1 Kings chapter 19.
这个微小的声音呢是怎么样的呢？就是神透过人的心灵哈。
And what is a still small voice? It's when the Lord talks to you into a person's heart.
那启发我们对自己、对周围和人或事的一个感受哈。
And this really resembles what a person feels at the time.
所以这种事常常会发生在那些与神同行的人身上。
And this often happens with people who walk alongside with the Lord.
这种透过自己的心思意念的微小的声音哈，是最为常见的哈。
And these small voices that come throughout our consciousness.
那这种聆听神的声音也是我们今天所要讨论的重点。
And to closely listen to God is another topic we'll discuss.
在圣经里面有很多这样的记载哈。
And we have a lot of records from the Bible.
那大家记得保罗他跟神求过一些事情哈。
And you guys might recall that Paul asked the Lord for many things.
那么其中是他身上有一根刺，他说哈，他说求主把它拿去哈。
And one of them was how he says there's a splinter within him.And for the Lord to remove it from him.
主给了他一句话哈。
The Lord gave him one sentence.
我的恩典够你用的了。
My grace is enough for you.
所以圣经并没有清楚说这个声音的来源，实际上这是应该是一个什么那种微小的声音。
And there was no record saying who said it. So in this case, it was a still small voice.
那么讲到说我可以聆听到主的声音，那很多人就会担心了，这个会不会被人家滥用哈？
And when we talk about listening to the voice of God, people might think, wouldn't people take advantage of this?
但是什么事情都有可能会被人滥用的哈。
But then again, any scripture can be used in a negative way by people.
但是我们不能因为这些事情会有能被滥用，我们就不去寻求神这方面的带领哈。
But we cannot, because of these possibilities, not go...Seek out the words of the Lord.
因为中国人有句俗话，不可以因噎废食嘛，哈。
There's a old saying in Chinese that's you cannot.
Choke.
You cannot choke.
No, because choke you stop eating, so you don't do that.
Oh, because you cannot stop eating because you're choking.
Ivan.不容易给我翻译，你知道我今天已经少用成语，我讲到很多成语的，给我翻译不容易的，不可以因噎废食哈，你不能因为说会吃鱼会卡死，你就不吃鱼了，是不是
？You cannot because there's splinters in the fish to not eat fish forever.
但是为什么要聆听神的声音呢？哈
？But why do we have to?Seek out the voice of the Lord.
因为神的那个声音，那个微小的声音呢，是引领我们每天的生活的哈。
Because that small voice will guide us through our daily lives.
所以我们相信耶稣的话，是神就得救嘛哈。
So when we believe in the words of Jesus, we will be saved.
但是我们要知道，你相信耶稣不是得到了一张进入天国的门票。
But to believe in Jesus is not.Obtaining a ticket to the kingdom of the Lord.
不管你是不是我给你受洗的哈，如果有任何牧师告诉你，你受洗了就得到一张门票，那个不是圣经的应许。
If someone tells you that if you're baptized, you'll get a ticket to heaven, that is not the promise of the Bible.
耶稣从来没有这样讲过。
Jesus has never said that.
耶稣说什么？你要信了我名，耶稣要给你一个生命。
Jesus said that if you're baptized,Jesus will give you a life,
一个丰盛的生命
a prosperous life,
不是进入天国的门票
and not a ticket to heaven.
对，但我们怎么样去能够进入到耶稣那个丰盛的生命里面啊？
But how do we begin this prosperous life?
这个微小的声音就让我们过一个与神同行的生活。
This small voice of the Lord is like living with the Lord.
这个是不是太小了？你看不清楚。
This might be a little too small. Can y'all see?
没关系，这个会放秘书会放到网上去的哈。
Don't worry, this will be published.
所以你们可以看到哈。那么这个三个国度哈是三不是中国古代那三国哈。
And this three kingdoms is
三个国度哈。
Not the three ancient kingdoms from China.
那么第一个国度叫个人的国度。
The first kingdom is the personal kingdom.
那么第二个国度是撒旦的国度。
The second kingdom is the kingdom of Satan.
那么最后的国度叫上帝的国度。
And the third one is God's kingdom.
这个个人国度的统治者是自我。
The ruler of the personal kingdom is, of course, self.
我们统治的方式就要提升自己哈。
And to take control of our personal kingdom, we elevate ourselves.
所以每个人都是要努力，我们要受教育，为什么要提升自我？
And that's why we have to work hard, and that's why we get educated.
我为什么要多赚钱？我们要提升自我。
Why do we have to go out and make money? We got to elevate ourselves.
所以呢，我们统治的范围只能限制到我们个人所影响的这个范围之内啊。
And of course, our control is only within our sphere of influence.
那么撒旦的国度呢？统治者是撒旦哈。
And the Satan's kingdom.
那这个世界都在他的统治之下哈。
But unfortunately, the world is under his control.
他是来追逐利益哈。
He pursues profit.
那么上帝的国度呢？当然是神来掌管的。
And in God's kingdom, God is obviously the leader.
他统治的方式让我们彼此相爱哈。
He influences through telling everyone to love each other.
在上帝国度里是神的旨意成就。
And within the kingdom, God's will
takes charge. 所以这个世界所有的人都在努力啊。
And everyone in the world is working hard.
都努力要扩展自己的国度，叫个人的国度，我的影响力越大越好。
And they're trying to increase their sphere of influence and their control.
你看那个埃隆·马斯克哈。
An example is Elon Musk.
你知道他为什么买 Twitter?
Why does he buy Twitter?
买推特他扩大他影响力啊，对不对？
He's trying to increase his sphere of influence.
所以他粉丝几百万哈。
So now he has so many fans.
那影响力到我个人国度越来越大，拼命的扩展。
Yeah, he has a bigger sphere of influence now.
但是我们基督徒不是这样子哈。
But as a Christian, this is not what we want.
我们的目标不是扩展自己的国度。
Our objective is not to increase our sphere of influence.
是我们要把自己的国度怎么样引入上帝的国度。
And our objective is to lead our kingdom into the Lord's kingdom.
所以这样就是神的旨意行在我的身上，如同行在天上一样。
And this is how God's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
这就是我们的主导文呢。
And this is the Lord's prayer.
我们祷告不是祈求神，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When we pray, we ask for His will to be done on earth.
但是现实不是这个情况，地上是物欲横流哈，现在。
And obviously, it's not the case on Earth.
Yeah, that's all right.
The world's filled with materialism.
所以呢，这个我们基督徒的努力的方向，所以要小心，我们不是扩展自己的，我们是把我们的国度引入，这是每天要做的功课，说要通过神的声音。
Thus, our objective is not to increase our sphere of influence.
这个图呢，在2022年那个退休会上，我曾经给大家显示过这个图哈。
Through every day, we must lead our world into God's world.
人呢是由这个灵魂体来决定的哈，组成的啊。
And this is a picture that was shared at a retreat in 2020.
所以当人背叛神的时候，我们的灵呢本来是跟神来沟通的哈。
So originally, our soul is what communicates.
Spirit.
Our spirit is what communicates with the Lord.
当我们背叛了神之后，这个灵没有办法跟神再沟通了哈。
When we betray the Lord, the spirit can no longer communicate with the Lord.
所以我们的灵魂呢，就魂呢成一个开口的了哈。
So our spirit becomes a opening.
你看那绿色的箭头吗
？Look at the green arrows.
所以这个世界就是这样。别人一来看这个世界，哎呦，这个世界真奇怪，所有的人都是开口的啊。
So people think it's a very interesting phenomenon that when they look at people, they all have an opening in them.
因为什么？所有的思想观念随便进哈。
Because all the different trains of thought.
好像没主的人这样的哈，所以你现在更厉害了。现在有了这个这个 Internet， 有这个 YouTuber 的话，这个哈不得了。谁都可以影响我们哈。
And it's worse now because with the internet, anyone can influence us.
所以呢，我们没有不晓得神的心，撒旦怎么样来 影响我们，撒旦不会直接统治我们，他就通过这个东西问让我们，这样我们就影响我们的整个的活动。这 body 底下是身体嘛，身体怎么样，这灵魂接受信息马上就动啊，完全按照撒旦的影响来做，全世界都在这样转，都是这样，他是通过这样来统治我们。
And Satan cannot influence us directly, so this is the method by stopping our spirit from blocking protecting us. He basically gets all this stuff and leads it into our lives.
Yeah. 那么这个身体的话，这就是回去这个箭头，就表明如果有人是毒品的话，吸毒的人呢，成瘾的人呢，成瘾君子，就是这样的情况，这个更糟糕，因为什么？这直接 bypass 你的 soul， 连那个灵魂都不要问，那个身体直接告诉你做什么就做什么，要吸毒不行了，赶快再来一下，再来一片，再来一针，这马上你就做啊，这就是更糟糕的情况，瘾君子。
And the body plays a picture, as an example of when you do drugs, it bypasses the spirit.And directly influences you as a person.
我们看圣经怎么说。
Let's see what's said in the Bible.
圣经在这个箴言的20:27讲，人的灵是耶和华的灯，监察人的心腹。
In Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being.
那么在哥林多前书2:11这样讲，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
哥林多。In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, it says, For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except for the spirit of God.
所以人的灵晓得人的心。
So the spirit of a man is smaller than the heart of a man.
神的灵晓得神的心。
The spirit of God is smaller than the heart of God.
哎呀，抱歉，这个你们看的不是很清楚也哈。这个图挺好的一个图，它是人的灵魂体这样绘出来的。我以前也跟大家分享过这个。
And this is a very detailed visual that I've shared before.
那么最外边这一层是身体哈。
And the outer layer is the body of a person.
那中间这一圈呢是人的灵魂。
And the middle circle is the spirit of a person.
最里面这个圈呢是人的灵。
The second circle is the soul of a person, and the inner circle is the spirit of a person.
那么在这个人的灵的旁边是圣灵，看大家看到圣灵哈。
And within the spirit is the Holy Spirit.
就是最里面这个小圈哈。
And that's the core of the circle.
所以当我们基督徒信了主，就有圣灵住在我们的里面啊。
And when we believe in the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit living within us.
所以圣灵呢，就会知道我们心里面的事情，对不对？
And thus the Holy Spirit knows what's within our hearts.
因为他透过我们的灵可以知道啊。那么圣灵又知道神的事情。
Because it knows us through our spirit. And of course, the Holy Spirit also knows the Lord.
所以这就是说，为什么说我们可以依靠这个微小的声音来引导我们，因为这是神给我们的带领。
And this is how we know that we could be guided by the Lord through a small voice.
那么讲到这里，大家可能都说，哎呀，好像我也没听说过以前神谁讲过说我听到神的声音哈。
And some people might ask, I don't think I've ever heard of this concept before.
或者有人说，哎呀，我听过太多了。以前在教会里就有人说，这个人说神告诉他说什么，告诉他说什么哈。
And others would say that I've heard many times of people saying that the Lord spoke to them.
那么就很恐怖的，他要说讲这样那样，都要人听他的话去做哈。
And it's quite scary because some people want others to do exactly what they say.
那么其实这种微小的声音呢？有这种经历的人多半都是有跟神这个与神同行的经历哈。
But the thing is, most people who have these experiences are people who walk very closely to God.
那么很多他不会四处去宣扬的哈。
And if that's the case, they will not go out there and say it to everybody.
就好比你们夫妻俩在房间里讲悄悄话，是不是？
For example, it's like couples speaking secretly in their
rooms. 哪有夫妻，我们头天晚上讲悄悄话，第二天到教会我就告诉 everybody 我们俩讲什么。
And nobody is going to go to church the next day and tell everybody what you said last night.
所以常常这种到处在宣扬说神告诉他人，多半都不是这一种。
And if they're a person who goes to church and constantly talk about how the Lord talked to them,
那么真正跟神有这种经历的人很少跟人家讲的。
They're probably not walking very closely to the Lord.
你可能现在在想，陈牧师，你到底有没有听过神的声音？
And you might be asking, Pastor Chen, have you heard the Lord talk to you before?
我在你们牧会当中很多年，我很少跟你们讲神告诉我什么了，是不是？
In the many years I've been amongst you all,
因为很多跟神讲的是悄悄话。
I don't think I've told you much that the Lord has told me, but in many cases, it's personal.
神告诉我教会的人，告诉我教会的事情，我不可以随便讲的。
When the Lord tells me aboutthings that happen with people in the church or with the church itself, I can't just go out there and tell everyone.
但是有些事我可以跟你分享，确实有一个事情可以跟你分享的哈。
But there is one thing that I could share with you guys.
我不记得跟你们其他人讲过，但我告诉过比安卡。
And I don't think I've talked to many people about it, but I know
I've told Bianca. 因为你们知道我那阵子身体都非常的不好嘛哈。
And as you all know, for a bit, my health was not very good.
经常去看医生哈。
And I was constantly going to the doctor.
哎呀，美国的医生，你知道他是按着书本来给你看病的哈。
And these American doctors, they do it by the books.
你去了之后，他就让你化验啊，然后照片子啊，这个那的哈。
And as soon as you get there, they ask you to go take pictures and go do tests and such.
那查了半天，他也查不出你得什么，到底什么问题。
And after a while, they conclude with, "There's nothing wrong with you."
这个非常的非常的挫折感。有一天，我就在那里祷告，突然想说，为什么不问呢？
And this is quite frustrating.
我问神，我就问神，我到底身体什么问题呀？怎么办？
And this can get really frustrating. So one day I asked the Lord, "What is the issue?"
哎，果然不久神就告诉我，哎，你是这个方面的问题。
And after a while, the Lord told me, "This is the area in which your problem."
我果然，既然是知道原因，就好办了嘛。哦，这个方面问题，我一做一下改变，果然问题解决了。
And when I know the reason, it's easier to solve the issue.
为什么告诉 Bianca？ Bianca 是护士嘛，所以她知道。
And why do I tell Bianca? It's because she's a nurse.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我也是鼓励大家能够真的是追求啊这种属灵上与神亲密的关系。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that you all can pursue this kind of communication with the Lord.
但是，这个追求聆听神的声音这个方面有三个需要注意的事项哈。
And when listening to the Lord.There's three things we have to pay attention to.
第一个，我们聆听神的声音，首要的目标不是听神的声音。
And the primary thing we need to worry about is not listening to the voice of the Lord.
而是在爱神的关系里面能够成熟长进。
But rather be maturing when loving the Lord.
我们不要本末倒置哈。
本末倒置。
哦，又一个。
Let's not get it the other way around.
OK， 那么相同的事情，第二个点就是我们相信这个事情同样可以发生在我的身上。
And the second point is that we must believe that this can happen to us.
不是神光跟陈牧师讲话，他也可以跟你讲话。
The Lord doesn't just talk to Pastor Chen; He talks to all of you as well.
那第三个呢？说你到听到神的声音，不能证明你就是个属灵成熟的人。
And to hear from the Lord.Doesn't mean that you are a spiritually mature person.
甚至说神跟你说话关于某件事都不见得你在这个世界上你是对的那一方。
And when the Lord communicates to you, it doesn't even mean that you are correct.
所以不要自以为是。
So don't think that you're the best.
更不要自以为义哈。
哪个义？
称义的righteousness。
Oh.And don't believe that you are righteous because of that.
对，所以啊，但是有的人会说，我为什么听不到神的声音啊？
And some people wonder why can't I hear the Lord?
有两个原因啊。
Two reasons.
一个原因可能是你跟神的关系有阻碍。
One, there might be an obstacle in the relationship between you and the Lord.
比如说，你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你的个人救主。
Maybe you have not fully accepted Jesus as being your personal savior.
或者你确实有得罪神的地方。
Or maybe you did something that wronged the Lord.
所以你要悔改。
And thus you have to repent.
那第二个方面呢，有可能是缺乏这方面的操练。
And the second part is, you might just be lacking experience.
所以聆听神的声音没有什么奥秘，也没有什么模式，有什么神秘的东西去做。
It's really not a mystery or some kind of formula when it comes to hearing the Lord.
因为这是我们与神亲密互动关系的一个必然结果。
Because this is an inevitable result of communicating with the Lord.
所以神的话临到我们，他自己来决定用什么方式、什么时间、什么地点来跟我们说话，这个我们没有权利去规定他怎么做。
So when we make requests to the Lord, we cannot tell the Lord in which way he wants to deliver a response to us.
那学习的话，操练，第一个要安静。
And first of all, when we're learning, we must be quiet.
第二个是等候。
And second is to wait.
当我们的心在神的面前安静下来的时候，
When we quiet our hearts before the Lord,
那么就屏蔽了世界上所有的噪音。
We block out all the noise in the world.
就刚才画的那个图给大家，那个外面进来我们灵魂里面的那些东西都把它屏蔽掉。
Like the visual we saw earlier, when the spirit is there, we block out all the garbage of the world.
那我们的灵就可以听到圣灵的声音。
So that we can hear the voice of God.
所以营造一个安静内在的空间。
To have a quiet inner space.
持续不断的聆听。
And to continuously be listening.
所以一旦神的话语临到了，你马上就知道这是神的声音。
So that as soon as the Lord speaks out to you, you know that this is the Lord's voice.
如果你从来没有这样的经历的话，
And if you have never had an experience like this,
你第一次听到神的声音，你马上知道 this is from the Lord.
The first time you listen, you hear something from the Lord, you will know it's from him.
2022年那次退休会的话，我们就操练这个 silence, 就是不许讲话，大家安静，一天的时间。
And in our retreat in 2022, we practice silence and meditation.
第一开始大家很不习惯，不能说话。
And everyone was very unused to the fact that you
can't talk. 但是当你安静下来的时候，哇，那个心真是一种非常的享受。
But when we really quiet down, it's something to be enjoyed.
那么这个世界实在是想安静真是件不容易的事情，现在。
But now it's really a difficult thing to quiet down.
那么James Dobson 呢，是以前这个 Focus on Family 的一个这个事工的发起人，他现在已经去世。
James Dobson, he passed away now.
那他给我们一个很好的建议。
And he gives us a very good recommendation.
当他需要聆听的时候，他就跪下来说，主啊，我需要知道你要我做什么，我正在听。请你透过我的朋友，我读的书籍，以及环境来向我说话。
He says, Lord, I need to know what you want me to do. I am listening. Please speak to me through my friends, through the books and magazines I have read, and through my circumstances.
然后便是等候。
And then is waiting.
你等候的时候，不是说什么都不做，光在那里等着神说话，而是你可以做一些轻松简单的事情。
And when waiting, you're not being absolutely useless and doing nothing.In fact, you could be doing some casual things.
做一些不需要全神贯注的事情。
Something that you don't need to pay 100% attention to.
也不用担心说神的话会不会临到，什么时候临到。
And you don't have to be completely or continuously worried about when the Lord's words will come to you.
所以心灵安宁就必得主，必闻主声。
And when your spirit is calm, you will hear the Lord.
那么以前有个驯兽师。
驯兽师。
Animal trainer.
Once there was an animal trainer.
他叫 Charlie Frank.
His name is Charlie Frank.
那么他训从一个小巷，他叫 Nita.
He's from a little town called Nita.
A small elephant.
他从一个小巷。
对，小巷。Small
He had a baby elephant.
Right. 变成另外一个小巷了。他说 town 还没有说 valley 呢。OK, 那个这个 Nita 的话，他从小就训练他在马戏团里怎么样表演节目这样。
And he trained Nita, the small elephant, in a circus.
你知道象的寿命很大，几十年呢，很长的。
You know, elephants can live to a really old age.
那后来他就要退休了，从这个马戏团哈。
And when he was retiring from the circus,
那么就给他送到圣地亚哥这个动物园去了。
He took the elephant to the San Diego Zoo.
那过了十五年之后，查理有机会去圣地亚哥，他就到动物园想去看妮塔。
15 years later, Charles wanted to go see Nita in the zoo.
那么结果他在离这个看着妮塔有这个有几百尺的这个距离，他就喊他的名字哈。
And when he was around a couple hundred feet away from the elephant, he yelled his name.
哇，这个象一听到这声音，马上就跑过来哈。
And the elephant ran over.
在他面前马上做了一个招牌的动作哈。
And it did a signature move.
这是他们以前在马戏团做的动作哈。所以弟兄姐妹，你看动物都晓得它的主人。
Brothers and sisters, you can see even animals knows its owner.
我们怎么可以不听主的声音？
So how can we not listen to the Lord?
愿神借着今天所教导的事情来祝福我们在座的每一个人。
May the Lord bless every single one of you using what we cover today.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是赐福的神。
Because you are a blessing, Lord.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you love us, Lord.
你愿意引导我们的生活。
You're willing to lead our lives.
使我们每天可以进入你的安息。
Allow us to enter every day into your silence.
愿主你亲自祝福这个教会。
Lord, may you personally guide this church.
也祝福今天所有听到这个信息的人。
As well as guide everyone who listened to the message today.
愿我们渴望与神同行的经历。
May us desire to have the experience walking with the Lord.
愿你引领我们每天的脚步，使我们可以行在你的旨意当中。
And may you lead our steps so that we're doing what you want.
我们特别为侯牧师一家，我们来祷告。
We especially pray for the family of Pastor Ho.
求主你们能够亲自的保守带领他的服事。
And you can personally guide his leadings for us.
也为教会的林长老夫妇和执事们都交托你的恩手当中。
Because, the elder Lins as well as all the deacons operate underneath your hands.
愿我们的弟兄姐妹和教会的领袖彼此同心合一，兴旺福音。
And may our brothers and sisters as well as the leaders in our church.
愿主你继续祝福这个教会。
Be in sync, and may you continue blessing this church.
能够使我们成为基督福音的灯塔。
So that we could be a lighthouse to the gospel.
使更多的人可以借着教会的见证能够认识主耶稣基督。
So that more people can reach the Lord through us.
我们恳求主你有怜悯，能够不断将得救的人加在我们当中。
Lord, you continuously bring us people that you are going to save.
不是我们得荣耀。
It's not us who get glory.
乃是愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
But rather all glory goes to you.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.